The two men were born just months apart in 1861, but in different towns in Norway. They also came to Petersburg in the same year, 1901, and eventually both built homes near Hammersloo. Former resident Leif Wikan proposed the idea of naming the bridges after Rasmus Engie and Lewis Miller. The wooden bridge on Singly Alley would be named after Engie, who fished out of Petersburg and also served as mayor and on the city council. Petersburg's current mayor, Al Dwyer, read from a biography of the pioneer.
In 1909, he built an apartment house on Singly Alley, which had on the first floor a restaurant. In 1912, he built a skating rink, which was used for entertainment, and in 1916, the skating rink was converted into a movie house called the Variety Theater. He had the first powerboat on the Stikine River when he gill-netted for salmon. In 1927, he built a large three-story family house, which is now number 13 Singly Alley.
Six generations of the Engie family have called Petersburg home. Descendant Carol Engie said the families of the two men, as well as the buildings they put up, have lasted.
The Francis Peterson House celebrated its 100th anniversary last year, and our Engie building will celebrate its 100th anniversary next year. They're still being used, and the descendants of both families are still here, and we've been active in the community all through the year. You name it, and we've done it.
Meanwhile, four generations of the family of Lewis Miller have lived in town, and the Miller name would go on the concrete highway bridge that serves as the main road across Hammersloo. Dwyer also read from Miller's biography.
In the year 1898-99, he searched for gold in the Klondike area of Canada. He arrived in Petersburg in 1901 and worked for Peter Bushman as a carpenter. In 1906, he built the first house south of Hammersloo for the Egbagen family. And in 1907, he built his family home, which is still standing and used by his descendants. He was the foreman for the volunteer labor force that built the Sons of Norway Hall in 1912, and that was built in 2 months.
Miller had a boat repair shop, moorage float, and a blacksmith shop on the slough, and he lived there until he died in 1955. Miller's grandson, Don Nelson, said the two men were instrumental in building the infrastructure of the town over 100 years ago.
To date, there's nothing named after them, and they were very responsible for a lot of the infrastructure that went in, the settlement of the town.
The families say they will foot the bill for any signs or plaques for the two bridges. And one member of the city council, Ed Sarf, said he knew the two men.
I remember both gentlemen very well, and I will vouch for them.
Okay. Well, we have Ed vouched for them both.
Was he around at that time?
He was, yeah.
Not 100 years yet, though.
The council voted unanimously to name the two bridges after Engie and Miller. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.